Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Preview. This is Tom Majeure, your host, with John Duman. Welcome back for the monthly preview.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be here.
Hey, we also brought in Cam. We're doing something novel. We've got him on the road again. Welcome, Cam.
Thank you, Tom and John. It's good to be here, even if it is virtually.
All right. Hey, John, would you lead us in a word of prayer?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for our listeners, Lord, and we pray that this recording and this broadcast will be a blessing to others. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
John, when we produce programs, we look at a particular subject in depth. But in this particular program, we kind of take that long view, looking at the whole month of June, what's happening, and it's going to be an exciting month.
It's going to be a busy one, you're right.
It sure. Strong Tower Radio will be on location at the Michigan Camp Meeting.
Which is always fun, exciting, and very tiring.
Yes, for the staff, because we tried to keep up with the normal broadcasting. We're trying to produce. Often we produce 13 programs at camp meeting.
And there was one year that we did a whole lot more than that.
That's right. That was only the part I did. You had other people. So John was doing double time. But we also meet with the public. What a pleasure. That's our touch with reality.
Wait. We're not in reality until we get there?
Well, it's just nice to know the people and hear the stories behind the line, behind the scenes. What's on the other side of the microphone or the speaker?
And that's true. A lot of times when we meet people, they say, you don't sound anything like you look, which is probably a good thing for some of us.
Hey, John, talk about meeting people. I was camping. We're recording this just a few days ahead of the broadcast, and I was in Muskegon, and I met two people that were listeners. It was just such a pleasure. We had never met them before in a campground.
Nice.
And so the things that they love, Doug Batchelor and Discovery Mountain.
Praise the Lord.
And some of them listen a whole lot of time. So
excellent.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, listeners. If you're out there, Jerry and Lee, and welcome to the family. Well, let's get started. We usually start with the newsletter. John, why don't you start with the president's perspective? That I always appreciate that. That gives us the big view.
Well, David always has an interesting viewpoint on things, and he starts out by saying that over 17 years, the Lord has provided for our needs, and that's very true.
Absolutely.
From the very beginning. He talks about listening to a chapter from an audiobook, The Story of Redemption by Ellen White, and it's particularly focusing on the 12 spies entering Canaan. Throughout the story, he talks about how God told them that this is what they needed to do, and this is what he would give them, and then it was up to them to do their part, and sometimes they did, and sometimes they didn't. But for more, you're going to have to read it.
Absolutely. And the way you read it is you get on the mailing list or you go on our website and there's a link right there across about a third of the way down and you click on that. It's a great place to go, John. The website has so much information about Strong Tower Radio.
And all of our past newsletters.
Newsletters and you can go to past programs, the interview programs we do are saved for posterity there, and you can reference and encourage people to enjoy that program or enjoy it yourself for a second time.
Absolutely.
Well, Cam, why don't you usually write an article or so? What was on your mind this month?
Well, Tom, I like to share changing live stories, and this month I wrote one about it's a longer one. And involves some friends of ours, Jeff and Katie Harth, and how they came to understand the fullness of the gospel through listening to Strong Tower Radio. And I like to say it all started with a yard sign, because Jeff was in the midst, he had just changed jobs and going from a desk job to one that was much more active in the field. And he was driving to a job and kept passing a Strong Tower Radio yard sign in someone's front yard. And he would do this a number of times, a long-term project in construction. And he was also, he and Katie were starting to ask some questions at their church about different things. And they were really enjoying it. They were very active. And then one day, Jeff passed that sign. He's like, wait a minute, I want to see what that is. He was just impressed to look it up and start listening. And so that was the first time he heard Strong Tower Radio. And he was actually listening to a program that we're no longer able to broadcast, Ranger Bill, because the owners of that program pulled it off syndication completely, or off of being broadcast, not syndication. And so we all miss it, but the Lord has provided excellent content in its place, and we praise him for it. And Jeff enjoyed this, and then he started listening to other programs. He learned about the Seventh-day Sabbath. He learned about the health message some. And, of course, he's a Bible student and vetting these things and finding out, hey, this stuff is true. And he's sharing it with his wife, Katie, and she's going, okay, this is interesting. I wonder where this is coming from. And they started listening together to Ranger Bill in the morning when they would drive to church. And they had moved across from West to East Grand Rapids, and they were still attending their church at West Grand Rapids. And when they'd be doing different things throughout the week, Jeff would occasionally introduce a question on, well, hey, what do you think of this? And Katie was kind of curious as to where that had come from, and soon realized, okay, this is from Jeff listening to Strong Tower Radio. And when it was interesting to her, but not really arresting to her attention until he brought forth a question about, hey, I think we need to start eating differently and eating only those things which are clean according to the Bible. And, well, Katie had some things she really liked, seafood, for instance, that there were some real bargains that she'd found in that were in their freezer. And so she was like, okay, I'm going to prove this guy wrong. And so she set out to find this business that he was talking about in the scriptures, and wow, she found out it was true. And so there was a struggle there. But she overcame, and then COVID comes along. And the more time passes, the more I find how the Lord really used COVID to his advantage. He didn't cause it, but he used the opportunity. And praise the Lord, Strong Tower Radio, a lot of listeners, that was a pivotal moment for them. And this was the case for Jeff and Katie. They utilized the shutdown to stop going to the church that they were attending in Western Grand Rapids and to start attending the Ionia Seventh-day Adventist Church. And there was no crossover where they attended one church on Sabbath and one church on Sunday. It was just a clean break. And that's about as far into the story as we can get this month. But some of the things to look forward to is, what was Katie's mom's reaction? Because she's watching this. She lives with them, and she's watching this and has questions in her mind and questions she's asking them. And there's also some things that Jeff is wrestling with at this time, and how it illustrates that just because we know the truth intellectually, in and of itself, that does not change us. we have to be transformed by the working of God in our lives. And that's true not just before we come to Christ, but as we've accepted Him and continue walking with Him, He sustains us in that transformation. And so it's just really an amazing testimony that I look forward to sharing the latter half of next month.
That's great. Well, Cam and John, we started out talking about camp meeting, and we have some articles about it, and the rest of the program is going to be rich in camp meeting topics. The article that I wrote is about camp meeting. The Strong Tower Radio was nurtured at camp meeting. It was well received when Dave and Bethany Bolduc came to the Michigan camp meeting in just east of Edmore, Michigan, west of Alma, Michigan, and they started telling people about this potential radio station. They had applied for it, and they wanted to bring it on the air. Soon after, probably the very next year in 2010, Strong Tower Radio had a booth. It was a very small booth with a small map in the back, with a banner in the back. But as the years have gone by, we added 1, 2, 3, and now we're up to 25 stations broadcasting in Michigan and Illinois, and streaming on the Apple and Android apps, and as well as on the internet. And so we have this exhibition booth. That's a time where you can come and talk face to face with Strong Tower Radio staff, and also get information to share. We call them sharing cards, business cards that talk about the stations and the programs that we have, as well as bookmarks and other pens and other giveaways, just to keep Strong Tower Radio in your mind all year long. With that in mind, let me talk a little bit about the programs that we have been recording and have in store for you. I'm going to give you that preview even as we speak right now. A local parochial church school, elementary, from first to eighth grade, they do a program just about every year, and it has a spiritual theme. And the one this year is the walk to heaven. It's called The Narrow Way, and how we have to leave things behind as we look towards heaven, and it prepares us for heaven. And it's a half an hour program, and that's going to be airing June the 5th and 6th here on Strong Tower Radio. It'll be 1 o'clock on Friday, and it'll be Saturday at 5 p.m. Other things that are coming up, of course, the Garden Guy. We have a big section about blueberries and strawberries and raspberries and other important things that 'tis the season for. We're bringing back Creation Animal Care. We went down to the farm with the chickens and the peafowl, and then we've recorded another program for July. You can look forward to that. Lori Snaiman did a special program on mental health and prayer, the benefits of prayer in mental health. And then we have a special People with a Purpose with a musician, artist, and filmmaker. We interview him how his Christian experience out in the secular world, how he navigates that, and how his Christian experience and upbringing brings benefit to the people who see his works, and so on and so forth. We also have Youth Rush. That's youth providing, distributing literature throughout the state of Michigan. You're going to learn about that. And the rest of the story, Sean Boonstra did a revival meeting in Minneapolis many years ago, several years ago. And a lot of times, John, we don't hear the rest of the story. People learn about Jesus, and you hear the sermons and such. But so interesting is I came across this pastor. He was going in a total different way. He wasn't a pastor. He was just a young person that somebody invited him to Sean Boonstra's meetings in Minneapolis. And his life has turned around. And come to find out, he's a pastor that's teaching in Southeast the United States.
And that's part of what Cam's doing. He's bringing those stories from listeners forward so that we can all get a blessing from it.
Absolutely. Thank you for tying that all together for us. Another things that have happened, we've had Joy Kaufman. She has a nonprofit aid organization, but it receives no government aid, John. But they do that because they believe that the gospel has a powerful influence on people's life, not just giving them money or giving them a bag of rice, but teaching them how to grow and to have better living.
Praise the Lord.
So we're going to do a couple programs with that. So that gives you a pretty good idea what's coming up on Strong Tower Radio this month. Cam, you usually write another article in the newsletter. Do you want to touch base with that?
Sure. The other article that I wrote this month deals with expectations, and it's entitled High Expectations. And it delves into where do our expectations come from? And Psalm 62:5 reminds us to trust in the Lord, and because our expectation comes from Him. And to give that a little bit better meaning or understanding, in Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith it is impossible to please God, because he who comes to God must believe that he exists and is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And he says, have high expectations, because God can do all things. And so often, we just bring maybe our biggest problems to God, and then do we expect very much in response to our prayers? Instead of God says, hey, my expectation, that's what I want to give you. I want you to put your expectation in me. You expect that I'm the rewarder of those who diligently seek me? Then expect accordingly. And have faith, believe that I will actually deliver above what you are able to ask or think. And so tying that in with, what listener, what's your expectation? And also to our supporters. Many are both listeners and supporters. Do you have a high expectation of the gospel? God says his word will not come back to him void. Do we believe that? If the answer is yes, then we will invest accordingly. And the changed lives and changing lives stories that we share are tremendous first-rate evidence that our high expectations, God has set those expectations high for us, in us, and through us, and he's delivering, because it's not our being clever or talented that brings change in these listeners' lives. It's the Holy Spirit working through the broadcast, and he will continue working through the broadcast more and more, not only as we expand coverage, but as more listeners tune in, because times are clearly changing. The end is near at hand, nearer than any day prior, and people want answers because the narrative is not satisfying. And the truth as it is in Jesus provides the answer to every question and the solution to every problem. And so, listener, I want to thank you for your support of Strong Tower Radio, not only in finances but in prayers. People are listening more and more. They're hearing things for the first time, and the Holy Spirit is working on them as they hear, and your prayers give the Holy Spirit even greater authority to work in the lives of those who are wrestling with the truth many times that they've heard, they're hearing for the first time. So may God bless you and thank you for your prayers and financial support for the ministry of Strong Tower Radio.
Amen, and thank you, Cam. In our next segment, we're going to be talking about camp meeting, and we're going to have representatives from 3ABN and from the Michigan Camp Meeting talking about the speakers and the programs. We have Shelley Quinn. You know her from the Sabbath School, 3ABN Sabbath School panel, but she's also produced several other programs. She's the new program development director for 3ABN, and Pastor Israel Ramos, he's the person who coordinates the evening and Saturday main programs on the Michigan Camp Meeting. The Michigan Camp Meeting will be June the 12th through the 20th, and we broadcast the evening message, which is from 9 to about 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and then Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. And then this coming week, Wednesday through Saturday, will be the 3ABN Camp Meeting. It will be broadcast live. What a lineup of powerful speakers, and we'll be broadcasting that from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, it'll be the 3ABN Sabbath School panel live from Southern Illinois, from 3ABN Broadcast Center. Well, John, that's quite a lineup for this month, and we're looking forward to seeing our listeners.
Yes, we are.
Well, good. Well, stay tuned, listeners. You'll get to hear what we've talked about. And then in our third segment, we have in Cadillac, there was a perfect storm, an ice storm, with a combination that was followed up. The thaw was coming out of the ground. And then we had about, it's in the 14 inches, 17 inches of rain that fell on Lake Cadillac and the watershed, the Lake Mitchell. It overflowed the banks of Lake Cadillac and went into the neighborhoods, and it flooded the substation for the lift station, the sewer lift station, and just all kinds of things. And we have the director, Jeff Dietland. You'll hear him in the last segment sharing about that moment-by-moment, real-time experience, front line of battling this flood and the aftermath of that. So this is Real Issues of Our Communities, and we're going to be doing, John, we're going to do more programs like this in coming weeks.
That's exciting. Although I have to say, Tom, I'm not sure many people would agree that it's the perfect storm.
Well, that's
I know what you're saying.
It's just all those things came together. And listeners, if you have community articles or issues of community events, please forward them to Strong Tower Radio. You can do it through our website and our email, str.fm, or Tom at Strong Tower Radio, and we want to cover the issues that are important to you. God bless, and stay tuned for the camp meeting specials in the next segment.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
I'm back with Strong Tower Radio's June preview camp meeting segment. June is camp meeting month, Strong Tower Radio brings you the 3ABN Summer Camp Meeting evenings from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock this week through Saturday, and a super session on Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Then, next week, the Michigan Cedar Lake Camp Meeting will begin Friday through Saturday, June 12th through the 20th, with a super session on both Saturdays, beginning with Sabbath School at 9 a.m. and the church service live from Central Michigan. With me in this segment, first, is Pastor Ramos. Welcome to Strong Tower Radio, Pastor Ramos.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're so glad to have you with us, and we have you tell us about the lineup that has been scheduled of God-filled speakers each night and then on Saturday morning during camp meeting. So Strong Tower Radio has covered the Michigan camp meeting from almost our very inception, and we are excited about airing it again this year. Tell us about the speakers we have to look forward to. Some of our listeners have already been introduced to Pastor Stephen Bohr and some of the others, but some of them will be new to them, and they're new to me also. So, Pastor Ramos.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, first of all, for putting the Michigan Camp Meeting on your station. We greatly appreciate that. For those who might not know, the Michigan Conference Camp Meeting, it's organized by the Seventh-day Adventist Church in the state of Michigan, and it brings speakers. It's, in a way, it's designed to be kind of a midway breaking point in the year to allow us to reflect on our spiritual walk and on our re-engaging with other people maybe that we've not seen in a while, and also to spend some time in nature. It's a camp meeting, meaning that it takes place on the campgrounds near our Seventh-day Adventist Academy in Cedar Lake. It's called Great Lakes Adventist Academy. So that's a little bit about the event itself. We bring in speakers from all over the country and sometimes globally. And this year, we're excited to start off the camp meeting the first weekend on Friday. The evening message will be given by Pastor Jim Mitchiff. He is the president of our Michigan Conference, or the lead pastor of the churches in the state of Michigan, more than 100 and some churches in our state, Adventist churches. So he'll be delivering the first message. The theme for this week is called With a Loud Voice, and it's taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 14, where it talks about three angels, which are symbolic terms for messengers, preaching the everlasting gospel with a loud voice. So that's the theme. He'll start us off on Friday. After that, Saturday morning, we will have our Sabbath school program at 9 o'clock. It will be led out by Pastor Mark Howard, who is part of the Talking Point Sabbath School program, something that you air on your station, which we appreciate very much. So he will be leading out the discussion with a group of friends. That will take us from 9 till about 10:30. And following that, immediately following that, we have our worship service with Pastor Stephen Bohr. He's the president of Secrets Unsealed, and I think also a frequent guest on your program. He was born here in the United States in Wisconsin, but he was raised in Venezuela and Colombia and South America. Strong preaching about prophecy and theology. He's been retired for, I think, more than 40 years, but he's still working hard for the Lord. Fun fact about him, even though he was born in the United States, he spent quite a bit of time in South America. My parents are from Mexico, and Spanish was actually my first language, even though I was born in California. And Pastor Bohr speaks Spanish better than I do. So that is a fun fact about him, but he will be a delight to listen to. He will take us from Saturday all the way to Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we will have Pastor Paul Douglas. He is the treasurer and the CFO for the Seventh-day Adventist Global Denomination. I mentioned earlier that the Michigan Conference is the Seventh-day Adventist Church represented in the state of Michigan, but it is a global organization, a global religion. Pastor Douglas is our treasurer for the Global Church. So he will be here. He will start speaking for us on Wednesday and lead us all the way through to the end of the week. And we're excited to have Pastor Boyle with us, originally from Jamaica, and a very powerful, powerful speaker. So that will be our evening programming.
Well, listeners, and we tape delay the weeknight so that we can have our children's hour, which we put children first here at Strong Tower Radio. So your story hour and the programs will be normally Bible and Living Sounds will be at 8 o'clock, and 8:30 will be your story hour. And then immediately afterwards, camp meeting starts on Friday evening from 9 to 10 p.m. and then be live all day Saturday. And on Saturday, you'll hear Talking Points live with Pastor Mark Howard, and then go into the live church service. And then at camp meeting is always better experienced in person. We love it. We've been doing it here at Strong Tower Radio, as I said, from the very beginning. But if you want to go in person, you can drive in. Cedar Lake is between Edmore and about 2 miles east of Edmore, 3 miles east of Edmore, on M46 between there and Alma, Michigan. And then you could spend a whole day of a wonderful service. What's at 7 a.m., Pastor Ramos?
Everything starts for us at 7 a.m., and it'll go most likely 8:45 or a little bit after. And it is true. It is quite an enhanced experience when you're there in person. We would invite anyone who is wanting to stop by for the day to join us. We'd love to have them there. We have a couple of speakers who will be sharing plenary sessions, who will also be giving very powerful messages. One of those is Pastor Stephen Conway, pastor in Troy, Michigan, personal friend of mine as well. Very, very strong biblical expository preacher. He will be doing our morning devotional time starting at 7. And then in the afternoon, just before lunch, starting at 10:45, we have Dr. Ryan Hayes, who is a professor of chemistry at Andrews University in Southwest Michigan. And he will be sharing with us insights on how science integrates with faith and promotes creation and promotes intelligent design and the workings of a powerful and loving God. Those are two individuals you definitely would not want to miss, and they will be at our camp meeting this week, so we'd invite you to come and check those people out. It is an all-day affair. If you come from the morning, there's lunch that will be sold on site. We have a mobile kitchen that supports disaster response throughout our state and our country, and they will be having a mobile kitchen to raise funds to support their ministry throughout the year. We have kids programming all the way from babies all the way to the youth that are, you know, 16, 17 years old. They all have full schedules. So this is an event, an all-day event that you definitely can bring your family to and would enjoy.
Totally a family-friendly event, and the kids, the children's programming is top-notch. It'll build their faith. They'll have a wonderful time. They have a little bit of recreation during the week, and they also the adults have not only these seminars that have been said, main sessions, but there's also breakout 45 minutes of workshops on all kinds of things. Some of it enhances your faith. Some of it gives you new skills. It's just a wonderful time to be immersed into the Christian lifestyle. So, Pastor Ramos, we just appreciate so much your work there at the Michigan Conference and being a key player for the Michigan Camp Meeting, which will be starting on Friday, June the 12th through Saturday the 20th. In Cedar Lake, Michigan, at Great Lakes. If you Google it, Great Lakes Adventist Academy campus, and 2-3 miles east of Edmore in the little burg, unincorporated burg of Cedar Lake, Michigan. God bless, and thank you, Pastor Ramos.
My pleasure.
Well, listeners, stay tuned. We're going to talk next to Shelley Quinn. She is a representative from 3ABN. You see her also on the 3ABN Sabbath School panel, and she is the coordinator for the 3ABN summer camp meeting that starts this Wednesday, and we're broadcasting it live here on Strong Tower Radio from 8 to 10 p.m. and almost all day Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Shelley Quinn. Thank you.
This is Ruthie Calkins from Tustin. The Bible tells us that heaven will be the dwelling place of God's friends. That's why I'm so excited about supporting Strong Tower Radio. Their unique blend of thought-provoking speakers, stirring inspirational messages, and heartwarming music reaches into the lives and hearts of each listener, helping them to develop and cherish a friendship with God. If this radio station has been a blessing to you and your family, why not join me and hundreds of others in supporting Strong Tower Radio with a financial gift? They're 100% listener supported and could really use your help right now. You can send your check to Strong Tower Radio, Post Office Box 567, Cadillac, Michigan 49601. Or you can visit their secure website to use your credit card at strongtowerradio.org. Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Now we will talk to Shelley Quinn of 3ABN. Shelley loves God and exuberantly proclaims Him. She develops new programs for Three Angels Broadcasting Network, as I do for Strong Tower Radio. You often see her on the Sabbath School panel, aired Fridays at 10 p.m. and again Saturdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shelley, welcome to Strong Tower Radio.
What a joy it is to join you. Thank you for inviting me, Tom.
You are welcome. Shelley, I think of you as a kindred spirit. We once met, you and your husband, with JB, when you were speaking here in Michigan at Shelby Seventh-day Adventist Church on a Labor Day weekend. I just happened to be there.
I remember.
And then we met again at the 3ABN Fall Homecoming Camp Meeting. But, you know, every time I interact with you by text, by email, or by phone, we always seem to be on the same page.
That's wonderful. I think that's the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. You know, we're planning to do a behind-the-scenes interview of 3ABN Sabbath School panel, and I shared that idea with you, and you made it bigger and better than I ever dreamed.
Tom, we'll give God all the glory. We like to work with other ministries, and we always say it is not about the messenger, it's about the message. So however we can get the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, salvation by grace, righteousness by faith, we want to get that word out.
Amen. Now, we're here to talk about the 3ABN summer camp meeting, which is just hours away, and we would like you to give us some inside information to share with our listeners. First, the Strong Tower Radio will be broadcasting 3ABN's summer camp meeting evenings, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday through Saturday, and again, a super session on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. with Sabbath School panel.
Amen. Well, let me just tell you what our theme is. Anybody can look around and today and see how chaotic and confusing the world is becoming. Many people believe we're very close to the end, and I would say as we're seeing the signs of the times, we're seeing prophecy fulfilled. So as I was praying about a theme for this, what came to my mind was courage in the conflict. We want to encourage people, and that's the overarching theme. So what we've done, there's going to be 15 sermons on this topic, and it's taking it down into bite-sized pieces to really, you know, we build it's kind of a scripture, precept upon precept idea. And the theme is designed to draw from the books of Joshua and Revelation, as the series will be a progressive teaching, precept upon precept.
Amen. Now, who all will be on this? You can, our listeners can check out our website and see that, or they can go to 3ABN Camp Meeting website page and find it out. But tell our listeners who are driving, who all speaking, and a little bit about them.
Certainly. We've got Wintley Phipps will be coming in. Now, I'm going to list our guest speakers first. Wintley Phipps, and many people know Pastor Wintley. He has probably sung at the White House for more presidents than any other singer, and he is a dynamic preacher. He will be joining us. We have Adam Ramden coming from London or England. He does lineage. He does great documentary style, you know, going back for the forerunners of the faith, and it's a beautiful series. We'll have Pastor David Shin, I should say Dr. David Shin. He's from Weimar University, and he is the director of their religious department there. Pavel Goya, which many people are familiar with Pavel, and he's been with Adventist Review and with the GC of Seventh-day Adventist Church. We have Christopher Hudson, who is, he has the Chronicles Forerunner, very popular Bible teacher, and Dr. Eric Walsh, which it's just going to be a great lineup. This will be on top of the regular stable of Bible teachers, speakers, preachers, whatever you want to call them, from 3ABN. We'll have Pastor James Rafferty, Ryan Johnson, Jill Morricone, John Lomacane, Kenny Shelton, John Dinsey, myself, I'll be preaching. We also have Danny Shelton, who will do the worship hour on Sabbath, and he's going to be speaking on something a little off topic, but it's social justice, a counterfeit gospel. Danny always brings something really interesting to the table.
Amen, amen. Well, that's all going to be happening at the 3ABN Camp Summer Camp Meeting, and on Strong Tower Radio, we take the evening sessions, which are 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then Saturday morning starting at 10 o'clock and going through the end of the day. And Shelley, I mentioned about the 3ABN Sab School panel. When I come down, you'll be taping the fourth quarter session. That's going to be so much fun to see that. And then you've suggested that we can interview the panelists and have them on Strong Tower Radio. It looks like a wonderful session for our listeners to hear in the fourth quarter of 2026.
And may I give a little tease to some of the topics so that people will understand where we're going with this camp meeting?
Absolutely.
We're going to be speaking first night. It's the God who goes before you, then courage to step into the unknown. Courage to tear down walls begins Thursdays. Courage after failure. Courage rooted in remembrance. Courage to stand on God's promises. Courage to stand for your house. Then courage Friday is courage to face giants. Courage under the commander's order. Courage to obey when it doesn't make sense. Courageous leadership in a frightened world. Courage in spiritual warfare. Then we begin on Sabbath with the Sabbath School panel and Danny's sermon. And then we will have, I'll be speaking that afternoon, courage to trust the God of the covenant. And finishing up on Sabbath evening, courage to shape the next generation and courage to finish well. you can tell it's all about courage and conflict. But I just want to add real quickly, people, if anybody can possibly make it here, we have free camping spots and RV parking spots, wonderful children's classes, free meals, delicious meals, great fellowship, and we just invite them to come on down.
It's a wonderful time. I've been down there a couple times myself, and it's absolutely super. So that's the 3ABN Summer Camp Meeting. That's June 3 through 6 from 8 to 10 p.m. here on Strong Tower Radio Eastern Standard Time, and Saturday from 10 o'clock until close. Well, God bless. Shelley, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll have to do this again sometime.
I love it, and we just thank you so much for the ministry of Strong Tower Radio.
Amen. Stay tuned, listeners. After the break, we will share the story of the crews on the front line in April who held the dike back on the city of Cadillac during the flood. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Bye now.
Hi, folks. Jelaine Fenner here. We are definitely living in uncertain times, and for some of us, it's scary. Signs of the times are everywhere. Jesus is coming back soon. Read Revelation chapter 22. Jesus says, "Surely I am coming quickly." We at Strong Tower Radio have a free book for you called The Great Controversy. Go to the back of the book and read chapters 35 to 42. It'll help you understand the times we're living in and what's ahead. This book even has 800 historical quotes and 1,200 Bible quotes. I love this book. Call Strong Tower Radio today, 231-468-2087, and ask for The Great Controversy while supplies last. And if we don't answer, please leave a message asking for The Great Controversy with your name, address, and phone number. That's 231-468-2087 on Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
We're back with Strong Tower Radio Today Preview. I'm your host, Tom Majure. Something amazing happened here in the Cadillac area, and it was such a profound story. We have the director of utilities here in Cadillac talking about a perfect storm. Many of you received a lot of the rain and such, but to some people, this was magnified and intensified to a horrific experience, and we want Jeff to share that with our audience. Welcome to Strong Tower Radio, Jeff. What happened, Jeff? The rest of us were just kind of sheltering in place, but some places it was worse than others.
Yep, it got pretty bad in Cadillac. What happened was we had really wet April. The first 18 days of April received over 11.75 inches of rain. What people don't remember about before that time, we had an ice storm, we had the snows that had never melted. So late March, the snows melted, the ice melted, and then we got all this rain for the first 17, 18 days of April. And so with all that rain, the Lake Cadillac overflowed its banks. And I can tell you a little story about what we did during that, the week of the 13th through the 17th, my utilities department and I, we were pumping various storm ponds out, just trying to keep up with the rain.
What is a storm pond?
A storm pond is where all the rainwater goes, off the roads, and we store there. Some of it goes into the lake, some of it goes into the rivers. Some of it, if you're away from lakes and rivers, utility will make a pond, a storm pond, and the water will go into those ponds, and they just soak away naturally, or you pump them to another pond. And that's what we were doing, was pumping these ponds out and moving the water over to the swamp, the Mitchell Swamp, to keep the ponds low enough that we could take more rain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while we were doing that, the lake obviously was receiving all that water, and the lakes kept going up higher and higher. And what people don't realize is when Lake Cadillac overflowed its banks, it did not just go on any land. It went up to all the roads, the edges of the roads, and the roads are like little dams, you know, so it was keeping the lake still in its lake area. And then on Saturday, April 18th, the lake was still rising, and it crested the roads on the north side of Lake Cadillac, and the water started flowing through the city of Cadillac, and it started flowing to low areas. And so on Saturday the 18th, I noticed water probably about a half mile, three quarters of a mile from the lake that was flowing. I actually thought one of the storm ponds had overflowed. We opened up a way for the water to get to the next storm pond, and that kept filling up. Thought we had it under control. Next thing I know, the road is flooded, and the water's going off the road into the storm pond, filling up more. At that point, we knew we had a problem, and we called my crew in, and my crew started to barricade with sand around the lift station. It was one of our low areas where we have a lift station where all the sewer will flow through pipes to a low area, and then we actually pump it up high again to a top of a hill, and we start gravity feeding it again. That's how you move sewer, is usually through gravity feeding. But when you hit a low area, you have to pump it up high and then start again. So next to this storm pond is our lift station. Obviously, both of them's using gravity to get water to flow there. One's storm water, one's the sewer water. And we saw that that pond might overflow, and we started putting a sand berm around our lift station. And we did that pretty much all night. We were just fighting that, putting sand around the lift station. And then at 2 o'clock in the morning, we thought we had it on control. I went home to take a little quick nap for a couple hours, gonna come back at 6 in the morning. My guy on scene called me at 5, said, "You better come back. We think we're gonna lose the lift station."
So you want to keep those separate. It's the lift system is built for the sewage. It's not built for floodwaters. Yes.
Only the sewers it's built for.
And once they commingle, you're finger in the dike or whatever.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so what had happened was a car had gone through a flooded intersection on that Sunday morning the 19th. Put a big wave up that washed part of our berm way, and it started letting water go into the lift station itself.
And once that opens up, we've all been at the beach, or we build a wall. As a kid, you intuitively know once that starts going, it gets bigger, bigger, and the water just pours right in.
Yep, and we couldn't even get to our station to save it because we were afraid of the high voltage. Once that got submerged, there'd be high voltage in the water before the transformers blew and the power blew. So we couldn't even go in to try to attempt to fix that. Once we saw that wall go down, we just had to watch the water go in. The water went in, and about 6 a.m. in the morning there, we lost the station completely. And what people don't realize about that station on that corner is it's 3 levels deep. The top level is our controls. The mid level is our motors for our pumps, and the bottom of that station, which is, you know, 3 stories down there, is where our pumps are. So that water had crested about 2 foot on the ground level, and then it filled up that whole, all the bottom basement sections. So the pumps, the motors, everything were underwater, and then it blew the transformer. Once the transformers blew and we knew there was no power there, we called in people to bring more sand in and to start berming it down, berming around it again, rebuilding our berm up around up around our lift station. It took us about 10 hours to get that berm rebuilt. So within 10 hours of us losing power, we had the berm around the building, and we actually had the water pumped out enough inside the building that we could have our electricians down there trying to get the motors running. We still had water in the third level, the deepest level, that we were pumping out. There was still water raining in from the ceiling and from the walls, but we were in there trying to get a motor to run, and these motors had all been underwater. 2 of the motors, we could not get any continuity, could not get them to run at all. The third motor, we got a good continuity through it, or what we thought we could get running, and we dried it out, started up, and it started running. So within 14 hours of us losing that station, we had that station back up and running. Now, as I said at Rise Up, Marcus wanted to tell the whole community that we had it up and running right away. I told them, let's wait till tomorrow, because we didn't want that station to be flooded with people using the sewer. We had told people to use the sewer sparingly, and I want to catch up to that. So we actually waited a day before we told the community, and we kind of just held our own level for one day in there while we're doing that. Next day, which was Monday, the water was still rising. Went out there, and we started to build up the berm still, and we got in there and we got a second motor out, took it to the shop and had that motor worked on. On Tuesday, we brought that motor back in, we installed it, and then we started it running again. So then we had two pumps running. And then from there, it was just us chasing our tail, trying to get the water out, trying to make sure that we could do all we could to keep everything up and running. And we had about a week of us not sleeping at all.
You mentioned Marcus. He's the city manager of the city of Cadillac. Jeff, when I heard you rehearse that at the Chamber of Commerce meeting, I was just amazed that we, as the general public, have no idea of all these levels and these ponds and these various things that are fail-safes, and it bursts through all those. You said that this was at least a 100-year situation and might have been once...
Maybe 1,000 even.
The whole civilization of Cadillac here has never experienced anything like that.
I would like to, before we get running
sure.
out of time, we had so many people that came out. The community came out and was so great and responded. Everybody asking what they could do. I'd like to call out everybody's name, but I'd be afraid I forget somebody. But we had such an overwhelming positive response of our community coming out and helping us to get the station back up and running as quick as we could. I will forever be grateful. I did not know we had that in Cadillac, and it was wonderful and it was great.
Absolutely. Well, Jeff, thank you for your service, your tireless service, and it was tiring, you and your staff. And thank you for being literally on the front line as our civil servants serving our community. Thank you for your work, Jeff.
Well, thank you guys for what you do also.
We wish you well.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks again, Jeff. You've just heard Jeff Deaton of the Cadillac Utilities Department and the Director of Utilities, and what happened with this flooding condition and this super storm over Cadillac and the rain runoff, the ice situation, the frozen ground, all was a perfect storm. Well, it's been such a pleasure to be with you. And we've got a chance to talk to some of our listeners recently, and thank you for your support and prayers for Strong Tower Radio, to keep it strong and keep it on the air and expanding. You'll be hearing more about the opportunities that we're working on behind the scenes to let more Michiganders hear the Word of God through the mission of Strong Tower Radio. For Strong Tower Radio Preview, I'm your host, Tom Azure. Until next week, God bless. Bye now.